It was likely a weekend of cheers and tears as many colleges sent out acceptance letters to kids all around the country, or in some cases, acceptance emails. Yeah, the fat and skinny envelope has been replaced by bit size. A couple of years ago, Fitchburg State stepped it up even more. You didn't get an acceptance email, you got an email with a link which took you to iTunes, where you got this podcast.
Hello, I'm Robert Antonucci, president of Fitchburg State College. Let me be the first to tell you that you have been accepted for the incoming class this next year. This is great news. Congratulations.
But what if you didn't get into Fitchburg, or maybe you can't afford to go to college, or maybe you just don't want to go? I mean, could it be a blessing in disguise? One Boston area man thinks that might be the case, that we should rethink all the pressure we put on kids to go and get into college. Joe LaMacchia runs a website called bluecollarandproudofit.com. Says college isn't for everyone, and he provides resources for kids who decide to head into the trades. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So you started your website back in 03. What was the problem you saw that needed to be addressed?
Well, I saw two things. I have five children, and when I would go into the school for the PTA meetings, all you would hear was they positively have to go to college, even if they're just going to get their liberal arts degree. The push is tremendous on these kids, and they get saddled down with these student loans. And when I, in my construction company, would run an ad, especially for a truck driver or a mason, or if I needed electrical work down here at the garage, I couldn't even get a call back. And I started to realize there was a big disconnect, that there's just not enough tradesmen. You know, when I started out in the 70s, there was kind of more tradesmen than there was work. Now there's more work than there are tradesmen, especially with the baby boomers all retiring. We have 300 million population in America now. There's a lot of work out there.
Now, you actually had one of your kids run into this problem with a guidance counselor who was just bent on getting him to go to school. Can you tell us about that story?
Yeah, that's a unique story. My son Anthony, they went on and on that, you know, he was hyper like me and aggressive and creative. And they said, well, Mr. LaMacchia, it's great if Anthony wants to work for your company, but, you know, he should surely get his MBA. And I said, well, he's been getting his MBA since he was in diapers with me. And Anthony worked for many years with me, and just recently, about 2 years ago, he went white collar on me. He went over. he's building a real estate business. The kid's doing great, and he graduated like me from high school by the skin of his teeth. So, and you know, there's a lot. I think what just happened in America is people have forgot that we can learn from the coach. We can learn from the uncle, maybe the guy down the street at the auto body shop. We can learn from a cousin, a mentor. Everything is not desk to blackboard, and many of us can't learn like that, like me. I have attention deficit severe. You know, years ago they called us brats, and I guess now we have a real title.
But when you speak to kids at school, or if kids are looking at your website, what advice do you give them, and what opportunities do you believe are out there for someone who just maybe applied to college because it seemed like it was the right thing to do, and that's what all their friends were doing?
Exactly. That's what all the friends are doing. That's what the teachers are telling them. That's what the colleges are telling them. And, you know, they say the first year a quarter drop out, and if they do make it through it, half of them can't find a degree for what they went to schools for. And surely you hear that. We all have a list of people at a cookout or a gathering. How many people have a degree sitting in a drawer collecting dust, and they're doing something else? It's almost a machine they built, and the machine needs to be turned a little bit. And let these kids, the hyper kids, the ones that can't sit still, you know, we're the blue-collar people. Let's go out there and let them work. You can't take them like pieces of clay and shape them and mold them and all put them in one groove, because it's not right.
Now, you know some of the census statistics that over a lifetime, someone with both a high school and a college degree will likely earn more than someone with a high school degree. So what's your argument to somebody, if parents saying, yeah, but I want my kid to be able to make a lot of money and go out there, and I think a college diploma is the way to do it?
Yeah, and I never heard anything about being happy. That's exactly what I say. Is money everything? I know it's close, but it's not everything. Wouldn't you rather make $60,000, $70,000 a year being a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter, instead of being chained in a cubicle under fluorescent lights, aggravated? And especially people like us, that we need instant gratification in a way, the way we're designed. And you can't work on a project in an office for months and months and months. You lose interest. You're not happy. You're living out of a suitcase. You're flying around the world. You might get outsourced. You might as well be a tradesman.
So, but we should be clear, though. You're not against college, right?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I'm grateful for the the engineers. Years ago, if you read it, the engineers, the doctors, the attorney, the architect, that's who went to college. You know what I mean? I had a couple kids very sick at Boston Children's Hospital, and I was grateful to have those doctors, let me tell you. But I'm just saying that these kids come to work for me, and they're driving asphalt trucks now, and they're all dirty. They're happy with me, and they're saying, Joe, I only have $20,000 left, and my student loans are paid. I mean, it's terrible. They shouldn't have went in the beginning.
Ouch. You know, it's interesting. One of the testimonials on your site, Joe, says, quote, blue collar itself seems like a falsely damning term. And obviously the name of your site, of course, is Blue Collar and Proud of It. So is one of the purposes of your site just to restore dignity to the trades?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think it's as bad. Some people really have a chip on their shoulder. I don't. I think there's a little stigma about it that, you know, we get dirty, and you know, we kind of are the backbone of America. We make the rest of America work every day. And I guess that was one of the things I wanted to present. But I mean, go to an intersection someday when school's getting out. You have the policeman crossing, you have the school bus driver coming by, and then you might have a trash truck behind it. I mean, we make the rest of America work. We're like the undercarriage of everything to give everybody comfort.
So, Joe, did you go to college?
Go to college. I barely graduated. I had to run down my senior year to get credits from my gym teacher to graduate.
How'd that go over with your parents at the time?
Oh, my dad was an accountant at Raytheon for 40 years, and, you know, he was worried, but I remember he saw how I was, and he used to say, you do what you want and be the best. And, you know, when the alarm rings at 5 o'clock, I know how to get out of bed in the morning.
Joe LaMacchia runs a landscaping business in Newton, Massachusetts. He's the founder of the website bluecollarandproudofit.com. Hey, Joe, you take care.
And we have a book coming out, May of 09, Blue Collar and Proud of It.
Right on. Good for you. See you, Joe.
Bye.